Okay, can you hear me? Sure you can. Excuse me for clearing my throat, but I was working on an audiobook today. I don't know if you guys listen to audiobooks. I don't. Not as a rule. I mean, there are a few that I've tried to listen to. I don't know. I'm a guy that reads books. Of course, the last book I read on my phone was a Kindle that I read on my phone. Maybe that's progress. I don't know what. Today's Monday, the 5th. I'm going to Florida on Saturday, the 10th. I'm going to be there for 2 weeks. That's a big, long stretch. Let's see. Excuse me. What the fuck happened to this? Okay, I guess I got to sign in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ten best Moody Blues songs of all time. A lot of you guys may not know who the Moody Blues. Maybe you know. Fly Me High. Fly Me High is an old song. I've never heard that on an album. I saw them do it on a live clip. Wait a minute, man. Let me see. There's Fly Me High. I'm up to the eyes and I love everyone. Today I could cry, I could reach for the sun. I'm walking on air and I'm here and I'm there. I travel the sky, but for one I don't care. Fly me straight and fly me high. Fly me straight and fly. I don't know, man. I don't know if that's an old song or a new one. I don't remember that song. Gemini Dream, No More Lies, The Voice, Question, Nights and White Sand. I guess I'm more of an old Moody Blues fan. Like the old shit that I like. You know, like You and Me and Story in Your Eyes. Story in Your Eyes ain't even in this fucking list. Are you crazy? That song, like, that's like a real serious rock and roll song. And, no, man, you guys got this all wrong. This ain't the 10 best fucking Moody Blues. Who is this? Samuel Moore writing for some rag. Singer's Room. Get the fuck out of here. Block all. Don't show content from Singer's Room. You got it. Let your friend officiate your wedding instead. It's fast, free, and easy. Free wedding officiant certification. Certification. Frequent marijuana users tend to be leaner and less likely to develop diabetes. But the pseudo-health benefits come at a price, experts say. No shit. What? China's growing comedy scene feels censorship chill. All right. Fuck all that, man. Here we go. Let's check out and see what we have to do. To do. Hey, motherfucker, let me see that. Well, where's the, hold on. What the fuck is this? Reload. Oh, it's all fucking, you know, you got to sign in tomorrow morning, boys. Where are we at? New window. And where am I going? Oh, okay. Whew, man, fucking tired. Stayed up, watched that goddamn hockey game Saturday night. Jesus Christ, what a fucking nightmare that game was. The Panthers got their ass fucking kicked. Panthers came out, as they said on the telecast, scrumming. That means basically fighting. You know, getting into scrums, pushing, shoving, stick, putting a stick up in guys' faces. Guess what? It didn't faze Vegas at fucking all. They got, the Panthers went ahead 1-0. That's the last time they saw the lead. They went 1-1, 2-1, 2-2 going into the third period, and then three goals by Vegas. One of which was as the result of a Matthew Tkachuk, however the fuck you say his name, fuck up. So they sucked. They need to come out of Vegas with a split. Vegas doesn't give a shit about whether the Panthers want to put sticks in their faces or anything else. They're a very disciplined team, and that bullshit doesn't play with them. I don't dare say that to any of our, you know, my very sweet and wonderful Panther fans that are also people that enjoy the Phil Hendry show, because they don't want to hear any negative shit about the Panthers. That's cool. I mean, I guess I'm a very traditional fan. Meaning I bitch, piss, and moan when my team loses, and I'm very happy when they win. So, and being a fan is different from being a member of the team. I'm not on the team. Team doesn't pay me. I don't sit in the locker room and bolster the spirits of my fellow team members. I'm a fan. I bolster the spirits of my fellow fan people as best as I can, and sometimes I don't. That's a lot of people don't get that. It sounds obvious, but a lot of people don't get it. They're like, why are you so negative? Because I get to be negative. You know, what the fuck are you talking about? Why am I so fucking negative, motherfucker? I put my fucking money on the line, and that's what I get to do. It's the one goddamn pleasure I get out of the work week, you know? Are you kidding? The players get it. They're not complaining. Every now and again, you hear some lightweight say, I wish the fans were behind us a little bit more. Tough shit. You're in the wrong town. Move the team. That's the best thing I can advise. The fans suck. Move the team. Get a stadium deal someplace that's cozy as shit. All kinds of perks. What's the date? The 5th. No, where last year the 5th was a Sunday. Okay. The Monday was the 6th and the 7th. Phil.
What?
Phil is netcasting from the living room of his house with Chef Carl Cedilia. That's interesting. The show after that. I wonder how that sounded. This one's good. This ought to be... Steve Bozell discusses his disappointment in not winning at the various yodeling competitions he's been involved in. All right, baby. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I just kind of had a late night on Saturday night.
I'm sure you understand.
Go, motherfucker. Thank you. Fly me straight and fly me high. Boom, boom, boom. All right, and then where are we at with the classics? We had on Saturday, the Saturday Classic was from, so we're in June 2005. Okay.
Okay.
Let's go check that one out. Did we already download? Yeah, I believe we did. Double check that. You never can tell, you know, Phil. Yep, there it is. June 2005. So, yeah. And audiobooks are a bitch, so that was a long ass, and is going to continue to be a long ass project. Not sure if I like doing audiobooks or not. It's something I'm going to have to ponder. You know what I mean? A lot of people I know love doing them. It's kind of a cottage industry for a lot of voice talent. Some voice talent, that's all they do. I don't know. So Jackie wants to do more. She does audiobooks. She likes doing them. She loves it. Bobby Dooley's niece is getting married. Interesting. I don't think we played this one. Phil Talk. Clara Bingham. Bobby Dooley's niece is getting married. Bobby and Margaret sing backup on Sweet Home Alabama in that smell. Get the fuck out of here. All right, what am I doing? That's a riot. Sweet Home Alabama. All right, we got June 2005. Bitchin'. All right, man. I think I got it. I think I understand how this shit goes, you know? As far as my audiobook goes, I'll let you know when that... it's not my book. I'm reading... It's another... It's a man who wrote a book, and we're doing the audiobook version for him. All right, man. Peace, love, fast cars. Here we go.